is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pool List. My name is Lex, and I'm here with my co-host, Simon. Simon, what's up, man?
Hello. What's up?
Usually I say, man, it feels like forever since I talked about it. It really does feel like that. Even though I did talk to you last weekend, we didn't have an episode that dropped last week. Sorry.
Yeah, we were hanging out with Nick Jonas and other famous people. We were just knee deep in Jonas's.
Yeah, we were. Not really. So last week one of our friends, I mean, he was in the same place as us. Last week, Simon and I were at a wedding. One of our friends got married. I had a pretty small wedding. My family all came together and did it ourselves. Simon had a beautiful wedding, but this was like one of those huge weddings that I didn't think that I would ever go to. And so it was a lot of fun. I'm really, happy and appreciative to be a part of that weekend. Like Simon said, there were a few famous people there. It was really weird. It was kind of bizarre. You know, you see celebrities and stuff like that on TV, and you don't really realize how weird they are. And I'm not saying that, you know, Nick Jonas or anyone else was being weird. You know, we hung out with Elvis, who is a pretty famous baseball player, for most of the weekend. And he was the nicest and most down-to-earth guy that I wouldn't expect it. Because a few years ago, he had the highest MLB contract, which is, you know, even if you're the low man on the totem pole in the MLB, you got an ass load of money. So you usually think people like that are stuck up. Mm-hmm. But I also think like celebrities are weird because people are usually weird around them. So every time I would see Nick Jonas, I'd be like, man, that guy's being kind of weird. You could tell he never came out on the dance floor. He was just sitting at his table, which it makes sense. Like, you don't know how weird people are. Just if you're dealing with that a huge chunk of your life, then I would probably be pretty weird too.
Yeah.
I did introduce my wife. My wife was super weird, and it was the most hilarious thing ever. It made my night. But then I didn't really spend too much time like trying to be like, hey man, let's be friends, because I don't know. I'll probably never see
that guy exactly again. Like, his whole life is people coming up to him and acting weird. So I wanted him to have a normal night.
Yeah.
And so like, I wanted to say hello so I could say hello and just be like a normal person. But in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, but you don't want to be that guy that's like saying hello just to say hello. So just leave him alone. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I was the same way. The only reason I did say something is because him and I were standing, and his beautiful wife, we were standing next to each other, and we were both reaching for something on the table, and it was like a romantic comedy where we like raised hands. So then I was like, oh, hey.
You had a meet cute.
Yeah. I was like, hey, I'm Lex, by the way.
He grabbed him.
If you can't tell by my if you can't tell by my outfit, I'm friends of your friends. So by proxy, we're friends.
Yeah. If you didn't know, we're friends now. Bitch.
Right. They're very nice though. And I didn't want to make it too weird. So I just like went back on, you know, with my day and hung out with the people that I actually know, because in the future, if we ever cross paths, I'm going to obviously know who he is, but he wouldn't be able to, you know, pick me out of a line.
Right.
You know, so
they're like, is that the black guy?
Oh, so, yeah. Right. So that was a lot of fun. I feel bad because I didn't get to hang out with Simon. I planned on it. I was like, okay, they have all these super fancy rich friends. I'm going to feel, you know, out of place. I'm just going to be sitting with Simon all night. But I was busy running around. So I hope you had fun, man. Yeah. I didn't get home until late Monday. I had this whole episode thing that I was going to do, but then I was just like, I don't do that, man. Yeah. Once I got to, Tuesday, I had to get back to working, and I was just like, you know what? It's going to be all right this time.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you're fine.
My bad.
Everybody made it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Next time, guys, we got you. Next week.
I doubt that they set their clock this week.
They did, man. I got some pretty nasty emails.
Did you?
This for myself.
Yeah.
Screaming at myself. In lieu of that, we've missed a week, 2 weeks of news. As usual, though, we just usually do a recap. You're not coming to us for the news. So we're not going to do it this time. We're not going to do trending topics. We have too many shows and movies to cover. Two episodes of She-Hulk. We're going to run through those instead of trending topics. What do you want to start with, Sam? Do you want to start with She-Hulk episode 8?
Yeah, I guess
then so. Go to 9?
Yeah, let's just go with, we'll do She-Hulk.
She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, episode 8. I don't know. They're all titled. I don't even know what this one was titled. I'm sorry, guys.
Rip it.
I suck.
Rip it and rip it.
Yeah, there you go, man. Rip it and rip it. Sounds like a Trojan ad.
Rip it and rip it.
No, that's worse. A lot happened in episode 8. This is the episode that all the bros have been waiting for, man.
Yeah.
This is the one. We get our boy, Charlie Cox Smith. We also get Leapfrog, which I was excited about. That's who I was really waiting for. It was a spin. I didn't expect him to end up being a dickhead. Also, spoilers if you haven't watched She-Hulk or Werewolf by Night or She-Hulk episode 9. So go away.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since the first one.
Yeah.
One since the second. So you're good. Yeah. So a lot of people were ready for this. I did not think they were going to show up at the same time. And I was a little... Getting into the episode, since it happens right at the beginning, I was a little disappointed that, one, he's called Leapfrog. I didn't know that was the name. I thought it was just Frogman. But I was...
Those are two different characters.
Oh.
Yeah. See? Yeah, so it was interesting that they went with Leapfrog instead of Frogman, but...
I gotta look it up now.
Whatever. I mean, they're both frog characters, so... Yeah.
Well, that... So my disappointment was that Leapfrog, like, I like Frogman's outfit.
Same.
I don't know about
Frogman's outfit's more like a Chuck E. Cheese
right
character's outfit.
Well, see, everybody I'm looking up, it's the same. I'm confused. Mm. Leapfrog and
I always thought they were two different characters. I didn't know Frogman was.
Well, there's.
I didn't know Frogman was Eugene. Patilio.
Patiglio. Yeah, I don't know. Looks like it's the same.
Well, damn.
You just lost all your street cred. Better edit that out.
I did, man. But I can tell you that Leapfrog first appeared in Daredevil 25. He was an inventor. He didn't rely on the... What was the guy's name? Lucas? The guy that creates all these suits and everything for... So this guy was an inventor in his own right. He didn't have a rocket-boosted suit. In Leapfrog fashion, he had spring coils, which I've always loved that about old comic books, like Inspector Gadget and things like that, how they have spring coils in their boots and it magically works. But it wouldn't work like that in real life.
No, of course not.
I've always liked that.
Yeah.
And he was a bad guy. And that's what is interesting to me, because... A lot of times that I've seen Frogman, and the character that we'll call Frogman, he's been a good guy. Like in the current Iron Man run, Iron Man puts together this team with like Hellcat, Scarlet Spider was on there for a time, and Frogman was on there. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's why I'm confused. Old comics, new comics, they all merge together, man.
Yeah.
But like you said, right at the beginning, we get Leapfrog, malfunction suit. I thought it was great. He kind of sucked. He got his ass kicked. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting.
Right. Yeah. And well, so I wanted the Chuck E. Cheese costume, but I guess, you know, it's MCU, so they got to do what they got to do. But it
got an MCU-ified.
Yeah, it was funny how he comes in and the whole deal. But it's an interesting, it's an interesting take because, you know, then she's got to represent him against that other guy, the designer.
Yeah. Luke Jacobs. That was a good twist, man, because their relationship is already, you feel like it's kind of strained.
Yeah, a little tenuous.
He does the work and she's the, you know, basically models his stuff. I didn't expect him to instantly be like, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. And he cut her off completely. I thought that was great.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they go to court, and I mean this was a great moment. I knew who his lawyer was going to be. Obviously, the helmet was in there. It was great. this is the first time we saw Matt Murdock do a little like legal advice thing in No Way Home. That was total fan service. Mm-hmm. But in this, we got to see him do his lawyer thing, and it was freaking perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a word that I probably use too much, but it was freaking perfect. I loved it. I was smiling like a little kid watching Super Friends.
Yeah. What did you feel? How did you feel about like his portrayal? Because
Matt Murdock?
Yeah. When I came in, like, I knew it wasn't going to be the like broody Netflix MCU, whatever you want to call it, Netflix thing. It wasn't going to be that. So, I mean,
I liked it. It reminded me of one of my favorite Daredevil runs from Mark Waid. So Mark Waid had this interesting run on Daredevil where he made Matt Murdock strive to be less broody. And that was the whole run, is him trying to find the light.
Yeah.
And that sort of feels like that. I'm interested to see in Born Again how they tether the two together, him being broody and down on his luck to where he is now. What, how'd you feel about Matt Murdock?
I really didn't mind it too much because I feel like he does have like a fun thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Batman of the Marvel Universe.
No.
So,
and he's not so far as Spider-Man. He's like an in-between, you know what I mean? Sort of like hiding behind the, you know, it's that meme where it's the smiley face and then the guy is like crying profusely behind it. That's Daredevil to me.
Yeah. I didn't love it, but it wasn't, I'm not going to be a bro. It's like, oh, they fucking ruined Daredevil. Like, I thought it was fine. I thought as Daredevil, like he was too free to be like, hey, no, it's me. Hey. But then again, he knows who she is. But it was just, he was just like, yeah, man, I'm just this guy.
I think why I liked it so much is we've talked about it on a previous episode. I love the Netflix Daredevil show. Not even going to front. Yeah, it's great. Good. You know, I know the bros latch onto it as like the greatest thing ever. It is great. But I've always thought it was too intense.
Yeah,
like definitely. Always. Mm-hmm. It was just always dark. It was always broody, always too intense. And I don't know, man. Maybe it's my old soft ass age. I'm just like, I like lighter superhero corny stuff. That's the kind of stuff I like.
Well, yes. And I'll say that, you know, She-Hulk's whole deal is that it's kind of exists as this, which we can talk about later, but it kind of exists outside everything else because it recognizes itself as a TV show. So,
yeah. And that's, go ahead.
So I think that in his show, it might change a little bit, but you know, he's been, because it's like weird that he was even there. You know what I mean? Like he flew all the way to what? Where is she? In LA?
LA, yeah.
Yeah, so he flew all the way to LA to represent this guy, which I guess makes sense.
And that's another reason why, and that's why another thing in the Mark Waid run where he tries to find his light, Matt leaves New York altogether. Then he opens a practice in San Francisco. Mm. And that sort of, that storyline, and it goes back to what I was saying a second ago. I'm interested to see how they portray him in Born Again, because I don't think they'll take it as lighthearted. This show, it's a lighthearted show,
right?
You know, so like any character that they introduce, it would be weird if he was like super broody and angsty. It wouldn't fit.
Yeah. How'd you?
So I am interested to see how he's portrayed in his show.
Yeah. How'd you feel about his costume?
Okay, so I love the yellow. We have this sort of affinity for the old yellow suit, especially when it's like sweatsuit, like made, like handmade. That's what I love. And so I was really worried about adding those elements to the Netflix suit, because essentially that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It worked better than I thought it would. I had very low expectations. And it looked significantly better than I thought it was going to. So
I think I would have liked it more if it were more yellow and less gold.
Yeah, it was gold.
Because it's, and I guess they probably did that to go with the crimson kind of the, but
yeah,
I wasn't a huge fan. So I never noticed, and it's probably like this in the Netflix show. Like, he has this kind of weird open thing on his neck. I think he should have like a chin strap. I know that may look kind of silly, but to me, that would make more sense than this like weird like sock around his neck right there.
Kind of like Cap's helmet.
Yeah.
Like Cap has like the chin strap.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, or
I
something.
I think that would look cool.
Something closer to like Batman's cowl or something other than this like open. Because he's like a boxer. You'd think he'd have some kind of guard around his chin. Or maybe he's confident. Because he is kind of a boxer.
He's also blind. Maybe he just doesn't know. He just doesn't know how silly he looks.
They did.
I do love that. Go ahead.
Wait, no, you say what you're going to say. I don't want you to forget.
I do love that they make a reference to it. He's just like, hey, man, you're going to make it. Because she makes fun of it being like mustard and ketchup. Yeah. And he's like, oh, man, you're really going to make fun of a black. Or it wasn't even that. It was at the bar. It was before that. She says something about, he was like, am I wearing pants? It was a great back and forth. I know some people may think it's corny, but like, I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. I like, I like what you said about like their back and forth and everything. It was really great. What I was going to say is I think it is very cool that they made him a lot more acrobatic in this, which I feel like has been missing. Oh, my God.
And talk about the budget. Like, the budget that this show has compared to the Netflix show is got to be crazy, because that was one thing that I missed in the Netflix Daredevil show. I get it. I love that it's like grounded and he's a street level character, and they try to make it as realistic as possible, even though it was a blind guy fighting mystical ninjas. And even
as realistic as you can make that.
Yeah. I missed like how agile he is, because when you see him, when you read him in the comic books, he's flying through the sky like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. He's legitimately fighting hundreds of ninja at the same time. Like, he's an acrobatic dude.
Yeah.
He's a ninja. I mean, he's a ninja boxer, which is a cool thing if you think about it.
Right.
No one steal that. Ninja boxer is going to be run that to the list.
Well, and you always see him, like, he's always got the batons, like, spinning around him. It's like the spider web thing. Yeah.
Sure. It was cool, man. It was cool to see him, like, using his sort of, like, second sight. I guess it's his first sight. His version of sight. To like dodge the attacks, jump off the building. It was cool to see, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot. I think they make people a little too superhuman though sometimes. And that's just a thing, but like, especially in the,
yeah, it's hard for me to believe that he's just a dude.
Yeah.
But the way he jumped off that building and scaled down that parking garage.
Yeah. And I mean, if he had been a little bit more parkourish and less just like, I'm barely touching this wall before I go to the next one. Or even if he had used his damn, you know, he could have used a grappling hook and like scaled down or something. Whatever. But,
and this is also coming from me, a fat guy that gets tired from walking up steps. Ugh. I'm probably just coming from a place of jealousy.
Yeah, nothing makes me judge myself more than when I walk up one flight of steps and I'm out of breath.
Yeah, dude. So, and this is a sidebar, and I'll edit this out, but my class is on the second floor, and I'm usually like right on time, which I know I need to go a little bit earlier because I get defeated by that one flight, two flights of stairs. But like, I'm right on time, and then I get to the top of the stairs. I'm like, I can't walk in the class. I got to take a second to catch up.
Yeah, you don't want to walk.
Hyperventilate. So like, I'll be right on top of class like, yeah. Like I just ran in, but I legitimately just walked like a normal person up the steps.
Oh man,
it's embarrassing, and like no one notices it but myself.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. Yeah,
it's fucking defeating, man. Same thing when we were in the dressing room, and everybody was, we were all in the same room, locker room style, and everybody was getting dressed and putting on their suits, and everybody has like six packs and shit, and I'm just like, anybody in the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm standing right next to Elvis, who is in like spring training, middle of the season or whatever. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Come on, man. I just had a Jimmy John sub in like three bites.
I didn't even bite it. I just put it in my mouth and slid it down.
I'm like freaking Popeye over here and them smashing beers. There's no way. I don't feel comfortable with this, man. So it was fun.
Yeah, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah, I thought about it a lot this past weekend. It's like, I'm fucking poor. I'm fucking fat. I have no accomplishment. Why'd you invite me? That's what I kept asking, Jesse.
Well, yeah.
Okay, back on track.
Anyway, so yeah.
Leapfrog was a cool surprise antagonist. I did like that he was sort of like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Like he paid this, and the reason why his suit messed up is because his dumbass put jet fuel in the rocket boots. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not like blow his legs off.
Yeah, that was surprising that it just caught on fire. But it was supposed to be like, yeah, fire retardant. Anyway.
Yeah. So. And then he had a secret lair that had a giant like neon sign out of it in front of it. He called his people the Leap Squad, and then all of his goons they were called
Tadpoles.
I was like, that's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good. I get it. You know, a lot of people don't like this show. You know, there's a lot of people that say it's too whatever. This is checking all the boxes for me, man. It's silly, and I'm a silly dude.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of my favorite Batman content is like the cheesy cartoons, the cheesy comics, and the 66 show, like. Because it's good to be lighthearted. We don't have to be dark and broody and sad all the time.
Not all the time, man. It did, you know, and that's what I tried to say is like dark and broody doesn't equal good.
Right. Yeah, there was this.
Just because it's realistic doesn't equal good. Like, you can have fun. They're fucking superheroes, man. They're essentially made for kids. If you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Well, it's like the old Daredevil Netflix stuff is definitely of its time because it came out after The Dark Knight when that was still like, oh shit, like we can kind of do realistic things. And right, I think it was right around the time that Snyder had done some Superman, I guess. I don't know, dark and gritty.
Well, he started his cold.
Yeah, I remember the dark and gritty stuff. So, but anyway, yeah, it was interesting. And the way it's all handled in the end was pretty great. And I love that. I love how much that she talks about like smashing Matt Murdock. That is just fantastic.
Yeah. She's kind of like the, which again, if you care about things like that, then maybe that this is triggering for you. But I like that she is not the aggressor, but she's sort of like the lead. And he's just, Matt Murdock is a whore. If you don't read the comic books, like that dude is out there having lots of sex. Like that's who he is.
Yeah.
If he sees a pretty, if he doesn't see a pretty lady, but if he hears a pretty voice, he's doing it, man. Mm. Especially if it's raining outside, he can basically see him. That was a shout out. One thing that I did want to talk about, not serious moment, but I think it's like, they just slipped it in there. That's going to have, you know, repercussions in the Cap movie and like other movies. Is during their court case, Matt Murdock says that the Sokovia Accords were repealed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that happened in any other show, any other movie. Now, if it happened in Falcon and Winter Soldier, I was on autopilot watching that, so I missed it completely.
Yeah, Bucky says it once. But it's like, yeah, they repealed it. Like, ugh.
Yeah, if he said it, I don't know anything he said in that entire show. Yeah. So I missed it if he did say it. But I think that's interesting. Again, I think it's going to be something that plays into the future, especially since Thunderbolt Ross they're recasting him.
Yeah, Han Solo.
As old ass, grumpy Harrison Ford. I can't wait. I don't care about Harrison Ford being in the MCU. Yeah, whatever. It's great. Harrison Ford's great. I'm ready to see him on the red carpet where they're like, what other characters are you excited to see in the MCU? And he's like, what the fuck is the MCU? And he's just like, he's like, he doesn't care. He didn't care about Star Wars. What makes you think he's going to care? Like, he's 97 years old. What makes you think he's going to care about these characters.
Yeah, the man's in it for a
paycheck. We used to beat kids up. Yeah, we used to beat kids up for reading comic books when I was in my day.
Right. Yeah, man.
Oh, man. What else stood out in this episode, man? I love their back and forth on the roof where he's like, I'm going to go in, take them down systematically one by one. She's like, dude, I'm not going to wait up here for 30 minutes for you to go and take these guys out stealth mode. And, you know, she's not a superhero. And he tries to explain to her kind of like, you got to be smart. You can't be a Hulk and just destroy everything. So I did like that back and forth.
Yeah, like that she's super inexperienced. She's like, I'm going to do it my way. Yeah. It's like, you don't have a way. You haven't done this before.
And Tatiana Maslany is just adorable, man.
Yeah, she really is.
Anytime she's on the screen, I'm just like, I enjoy it probably more than She-Hulk, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because there's still that uncanny valley thing going on with the show.
Right.
There is that. I won't lie.
Yeah, definitely. I think it has to do with shadows or something. Like, it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Like, there's this animated character on screen.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, like, I don't know. That shit was funny. And I do find it, I don't know. I find it funny. I don't remember where I was going with that.
Well, they did do fan service for the bros. They gave a hallway scene, and even I was like,
oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was cool.
That shit's tight. And then they cut it off, which I thought was genius, man. I thought it was great. She just busts through the roof. Oh, like, that's freaking perfect, man. This is her show. We don't need 15 minutes of Daredevil beating the shit out of people in a hallway.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. What I was going to say is that it's funny, like you said a couple of weeks ago, I think the most unrealistic thing about She-Hulk is that anyone would like not like Tatiana Maslany. They'd be like, yeah. No thanks. She's like, she's charming as hell.
What? Yeah, they're like, she's, no, I want to have sex with this giant. Not that there's anything wrong with giant ladies. I love giant ladies, but it's like she turns back into Tatiana Maslany, which is, she's adorable, she's witty, she's funny, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
Barf.
She's not green.
You no can't thanks. Crush my pelvis. You can't crush my pelvis. No thanks.
I'm curious.
Also, let's talk about Todd for a second. She goes and she talks to Todd because, I don't remember why she talks to Todd at the diner.
Oh.
But he does like this super cringy, like, it was fucking hilarious how on point it was. He was like, yeah, I went to this auction, bought this Wakandan spear for Millie. And she like doesn't respond. And he's like, a million. Yeah. She's like, I know what you're trying to say. And he's like, I just don't think anybody's collecting African artifacts. Like, and it's just like,
yeah,
those people exist.
Like, he's like, and they want it back. And it's like,
yeah,
but I
got the receipts.
But I got the receipts. Yeah.
I was like, man, I hate this guy because I know this guy. Like, there are people in the world that act like that. And this show is spot on.
Sorry.
With that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have a bigger payoff. I thought that, you know, my prediction was like, oh, Todd's the bad guy. He's going to use the spear to try to get her blood in the season finale.
Oh, yeah.
I was half right.
No, man, you are no right.
I'm interested to see how the spear comes, like, why I do that. You know, I guess maybe because Wakanda's coming out. Wakanda Forever. A little nod for the homies.
Yeah. So, shall we move into the next episode?
Well, one thing before we go to the next episode, I know we ran this kind of long, I'll cut it down. Before we go to the next episode, I thought the episode was over. Her and Matt Murdock hook up. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And I was like, the episode's over. And then it just continues to go on. And it doesn't just, you know, sometimes shows just do that. And you're like, damn, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw Batman, the last Batman with Christian Bale. Or no, not the last one. Whatever, the one with Joker. And when Two-Face is in the bed, I was like, oh, this movie's over.
Mm.
We've been in here for an hour and 45 minutes. And then there's another hour and 45 minutes after that. So it's like some movies and shows just keep going, but she's acknowledging it. She's like sitting on the couch. She's like, why are you still here? Like, the show's over. we had the climax. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
And then they go into the gala, which was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Nuts.
See, that happens that I forgot that that was still part of the same episode.
Yeah. Same. It's nuts. And then we learn she goes to the gala. It's again, it's a little on the nose with, but I think it fits with the show.
Like
they call her up. She won the award.
Well, with other women lawyers. Yeah.
Yeah. With all the other women lawyers. And then it was kind of rough, man, watching them like expose her. Those weird dude with the freaking, they looked like bad guys from a BBC show.
Yeah.
The intelligence popped up and then they leaked everything, like all of her, you know, sex tape and all. It was just kind of, it would be weird to be in the audience. I'm kind of empathetic. So when I'm watching something like this, I imagine being in the audience and it would just be weird to see.
It's weird. Yes. It is also weird that they never bring that guy back. Her.
Josh.
Yeah.
Because she probably would fucking murder that dude.
Wow.
That's why. Because they'd be like, why didn't she murder him? She hulks out. She goes savage. We get to see the savage She-Hulk again, which was kind of cool, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't understand how anybody doesn't understand. Like, oh, yeah. That's how any person would react.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they also know how the Incredible Hulk goes around destroying cities and stuff. So they put her down. Well, they don't put her down. They stop her and her friends. Her friends stop her before she goes to Hulk.
Yeah, but she punches the TV screen and, like, brings down the whole building. I feel like she probably wouldn't have done that. Like, the amount of force. I don't know. It's like butter.
Maybe. Yeah, that's Episode 8, how you feeling about the show still?
I've really hated it the whole time because, you know, women and the MCU, they're like trying to cater.
Who do they think they are?
Who is this even for? Which is what one of my favorite quotes is. Like, who even wanted this show? It's like,
it's so funny. Like, I did this.
Like I did.
This video reaction. I did this video reaction to episode 8. And I usually don't let things get to me, but like, I just didn't want to deal with the comments. So I didn't do one for episode 9. I might still, but I posted it and like everything I loved about it. And even things that I didn't like about it and what I thought was how the show was going to end. And someone commented on Instagram. They were like, if you like She-Hulk, you're dumb. And I was like, hey man, which I usually say for internet strangers. I usually say, hey man, thanks for stopping.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
But then it goes into like some people came to, you know, my defense and then it became this like long thing.
Of course.
It was just like, I don't want to deal with that, man. Because I don't care. I watched it. I liked it. You watched it. You didn't like it. Who cares?
Yeah. Like, yeah. The only thing I get kind of annoyed with is like, cause again, if you don't like it, good for you, man. I don't care. We can have differing opinions. It's fine.
Yeah.
But the thing that I don't like is like, you are stupid for enjoying the things you enjoy. And it's like,
yeah, exactly. If you like She-Hulk, you're dumb. I'm like, man, that's just mean. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings or anything, but like,
yeah.
I would never say anything mean to someone like that. Like,
yeah, hey, I'm not crying about
if you
it,
like the but... color red, you're fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, that's just a weird thing to say on the internet.
Yeah, I'm not crying about it. Well, and I told you about conversations I've had with people and they're like, man, it's the worst thing on TV. I have a friend who's like a big Hulk, acquaintance that's a big Hulk fan. And he was like, yeah, the best episode of She-Hulk was the one with Daredevil in it because at least we got Daredevil.
Everyone's
mad. I'm like, but why do you think that's the only good? Like, it's funny this whole time. Are you just like mad because she's not punching stuff?
I got into it with the bigger, and when I say I got into it, it's usually me trolling and then them getting mad and then that be the end of it. But I went to it back and forth with this, another podcast that kind of does what we do, but they do more like reaction stuff. Verified, big account.
Mm.
They were like, this is the biggest character assassination in the history of comic book shows, talking about Daredevil. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He came in, he came to the show, he did his lawyering thing. He also dressed up as Daredevil, beat the shit out of some bad guys. and then he had sex.
Yeah, sounds what? Pretty awesome to me.
What are you talking about? And then I thought it was funny. Some people were like, it's insane that all these nerds are saying Daredevil is so unrelatable because he had sex. how dare him have casual sex with a lady?
Yeah, and walk out without his shoes on.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking genius. He had to do the walk of shame. Tell me you've never had sex with someone in your entire life, which is no problem. If you've never had sex with anybody, that's cool.
But you like,
also like, don't be mean to someone else. Yeah,
tell me you've never had sex with someone, but you're mad about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a big deal if you've never had. That's cool. If you never had sex, whatever, to each his own. But don't like chastise someone else, fictional character, about hooking up with somebody.
Yeah.
In an angry matter, because that's just fucking weird, man.
Yeah, don't be an incel.
That's weird. I love it. And I love, again, that the show continues to call those people out, man.
Yeah.
That's episode 8.
So good.
That's episode 8. She-Hulk. Episode 9. It's the finale. Does it have a name, Simon?
I don't know. I found it. It was in the first 3 lines of the first article that you had.
All right. Let's see. No, it doesn't have it.
No.
On this. I'm going to let you scan. You're better.
What is it called? I'll just look it up.
Whatever. Crack this open real quick.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Let me do the same. We'll just.
Lone Star. Going to take it easy.
I'm drinking this Deep Ellum. I'm also drinking Texas beer, but it's an IPA, so I'm going to get real fucked up.
I gotta take it easy after drinking all those espresso martinis that gave me the poops the next day.
I told everybody, I was like, this is gonna give us some clean ass shits.
Jesse's like, man, these are, every time I go down there, he's like, that's what he tries to get us to drink. I'm like, dude, I don't even like coffee that much. I also don't want to get fucked up drinking coffee.
Well, between that, shrimp balls, and like greens, I was doing pretty good.
The food was the bomb, though, man.
I didn't like the shrimp balls. The shrimp balls were, like, basically balls.
I don't even think I didn't even taste those. But, like, the lobster and...
I didn't have any of the lobster. The duck was good. It was cold, though.
The food was badass. Was your, mine wasn't.
Mine was cold. But anyway, yeah, it was good. But the shrimp balls were like testicles. Like, they were firm. Because I've had
really, I didn't taste those.
Had cow fries before, so I was like, "Yeah, no, these are definitely balls."
Shrimp testicles,
big old shrimp testicles. Oh, what?
She?
I don't remember.
She Hulk.
I was looking it up.
She Hulk attorney. I got it. I don't have it, but I'm just gonna say She Hulk attorney at law, episode 9, the season finale. It was a doozy.
Yeah.
Before I started it, I saw that it was only 34 minutes, and I was like, there's no way they're going to jam-pack all this crap in 30 minutes. Let's see. Let's see what happens. And it won me over. I could give a shit about the rest of the episode. The intro absolutely killed me. I could have turned it off after the intro because I loved it so much.
Right.
I love that Lou Ferrigno, old crappy Incredible Hulk TV show. Like that, that was the reason why I'm a Hulk fan, is because of that depressing ass show. It's probably also why I'm a depressing adult, because of that depressing ass show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was like shot for shot for what they could do. It was like shot for shot that old ass show, and it was freaking great, man.
Yeah, it was really good.
What'd you think?
I knew exactly what that was, but I didn't know how close it was shot for shot until you posted that tweet. I was like, damn.
That was insane. Good, man. Yeah. As soon as they showed her in the chair, I was like, oh, I know this.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so good. I was like, this is genius, man. What a way to, like, they saved it for the last episode because it was, and they talked about it before. It's sort of like a Twitter shield or whatever they called it with Wong. They knew what they were doing in this episode was going to be a little different, maybe controversial for like the textbook MCU superhero stuff, which in previous episodes and previous shows that we've talked about, it usually falls flat on the finale. Mm. Like anytime we review a finale, it's like, damn, they really dropped the ball.
Yeah.
It's kind of underwhelming, you know? And I appreciate that they tried to do something different in this one, man. I'm interested to hear what you think about it, though, because it's a little bonkers. It starts off like crazy fast. She is in jail, the raft, and then it happens all in with a span of 10 minutes. She gets out. She can never turn into She-Hulk. It's what she always wanted. She leaves her house. She goes and moves in with her parents. Like, that all happens in the first 10 minutes of the show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That was great.
Yeah, I was... okay. I was sold on the intro, like we said. But it is kind of crazy that she loses everything really quickly. I like that the plan works to get Pug. I like how, like, gross Pug thinks the rest of these dudes are. Like, when he gets into Intelligentsia or whatever, and he... You're muted. You're mute. And like, he's like, oh man, yeah. I can't talk to these dudes. Like,
I had a weird feeling about the guy that played Pug from the get go. And I think they might have known this. He played in, which you don't care about it. I know you don't, but he played the main villain in one of the last seasons of The Arrow.
Oh yeah.
And he's just like he starts out as a nice guy like this. And he's a friend to everybody. And then he's just like, he's been manipulating everybody the entire time. So I was like, man, if they really typecast this guy in this, that's going to suck. So I really appreciated that, because I feel like that's how you and I would be. Like, those guys are gross, man. Like, I would be the same way, like trying to think of weird misogynistic things to say. And I'm not trying to say I'm a feminist or anything like that. I'm just like a normal guy.
Well, so that makes sisters, you a feminist.
I got a wife.
I think that's,
yeah, I guess
that's what I think feminism has turned into something that's like way crazier than, excuse me, I'm probably going to get hate mail about this because everybody emails me about the show, but feminism is about just wanting women to succeed and not seeing them as different.
Yeah.
You know, you're like,
yeah, you and I are the same, and we have sisters. We are close to our mothers. We have amazing wives. Like, there's no way that I'm like, man, women suck. I'm surrounded. My whole life is women.
Yeah.
So like, what? That'd be weird. So I would be the same way, like exactly how he was. I thought it was spot on. Like, he's like, I don't want to do this because I don't think I can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he's like, I don't want to do this because I'm a feminine. A feminist. He's like, I don't want to do this because they're going to know that I'm lying.
Yeah.
Because like, it's not a natural thing for me to say. And the same way I was worried about his twist when Nikki sent that, when she posted that picture onto the Intelligentsia website, I was like, oh man, is she evil?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was a split second because she immediately acknowledges like, oh, it's a trap. And I was like, man, don't let her be evil. I really like that character.
Yeah. She...
And like, I like main characters having a good support system.
Yeah. Yeah. The way these people look once she gets into the meeting, because, yeah, they do that whole internet thing where everybody on the internet is male, you know. Yeah. And so, you know, she has to send Pug out there. But God, the one that got me, he's like, she didn't earn it. You know, he's just talking about like how Jennifer Walters didn't earn her powers. He's like, and now we got a Lady Thor. And I'm like, God, they are continuing to peg the way people talk. Yeah. It's like, did they film this last week?
Yeah. It was like, she's not even blonde. And it's interesting that you say that. Someone had posted Titania, the chick that plays Titania, posted something about the show. And then an angry bro, one of these guys, commented underneath, like, how was it rewriting the script every week to fit in the stuff? And she was like, this is the same script. We've never did rewrites. This is the same script from months ago.
You're predictable.
It's just predictable as fuck. And then he got angry, which is like, you're proving it. Mm-hmm. If you really wanted to like go against it, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
But I get it. You feel silenced, man. Freedom of speech.
Right. Right.
Golly. It's so stupid. And anytime I see someone if there's someone that doesn't like it, I don't care. But anytime there's someone that says this shit, I'm just like, God, you're dumb. They're making fun of you.
Yeah, man. Ugh.
And I love how Todd shows up and he's like, Pug, I knew you were one of us, man. And he's just like, and he's like telling all this stuff. This guy's badass and he's handsome. I'm like, yeah, he, Pug is the most handsome guy out of like this. He doesn't fit in with the rest of these dudes.
Yeah, yeah, what's the guy say? Like, yeah, man, I definitely, what did he say?
He said something weird.
Yeah, I definitely sleep with him or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely smash. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah.
I know that my wife is smarter than me because I was just kind of like wrapped up in laughing at things that I didn't realize that they were in this barn.
Mm-hmm. I was sad that I didn't figure it out sooner.
Oh, me too. When she, I'll tell her to listen to this part, but she was like, I knew it. And I was like, oh yeah, me too. What the fuck? And I was like, I missed that.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to find Emil because she needs someone to talk to about her life. She's down on her luck. And she just says, you know what? He says I can drop in whenever. I'm just going to go up there. I didn't even put two and two together.
Yeah.
I just didn't, which is fine. I'm done.
That was the moment I did. No. Because I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Now he's actually the whole, like, damn, man.
I didn't until he walked in. I was just like, oh, she's about to show up at that place. And Madison was like, oh, you're fucking idiot.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Emil shows up and he looks dumb. He looks dumb. As Abomination.
I don't know. I don't hate it.
It's fine.
I really didn't hate it. I prefer.
I just think big people in clothes look silly.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. I prefer that look over way he looked in the Hulk. So, the Incredible Hulk.
It was like bony reptile out the body.
Yeah. With a weird humanish face.
Everything happens super fast. Todd reveals the big plot. He injects himself. He looks like a character from Shrek. And then Bruce drops in out of nowhere. Titania pops in. And I'm just like, this show's about to get ripped apart. Like this, there's way too much happening. There's no way that Bruce came from outer space and now he's just here.
Yeah.
Like that's bad. I was like, that's terrible, man. And that's like, I don't want to rip this show apart. And it's not saying that I'm reviewing the show in opposition of like the majority, but I was like, that's going to be terrible. I hate that it's going to fall apart at the end. This is like MCU. It always sucks on the last episode.
Yeah. Well, I thought the same thing. I was like, damn, it all led to this.
Yeah. And fucking MCU, man, they cannot seal the deal to save their lives. And then it just stops.
Yeah, it was a real Hideo Kojima moment when it's like goes back to the menu.
Yeah. Did it get you?
No, it did not get me. Because she's like narrating the whole time.
I'll tell you, well, there's like a 3 second spot where it goes back to the screen and then she doesn't say anything.
What I noticed was like the title screen or whatever they had up there. It's like, oh no, that doesn't look like anything I've seen, but I don't really do.
The reason why it didn't get me is because I have captions. I watch everything with captions on.
Uh-huh, same.
And so there was still like narrating captions while that was on. And I was like, oh, okay. It's a bit.
Yeah. But yeah,
she does that in the comic book. She rips apart comic book pages and talks to the writers. Like this is She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's still 100 times better than any Deadpool shit. Everybody's going to say it's not, but
yeah.
Like it's more than what Deadpool does. Because Deadpool kind of breaks the fourth wall, he'll pierce the lens and narrate, but he doesn't like break dimensions. He doesn't come into the real world. Like that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, his is more of an active narration.
Mm-hmm.
And hers is like straight up breaking the fourth wall. And I love that she was like, where is the assembly or whatever it's called? Like, you know, they do that breakdown show after every show or movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she like goes down. She's like, where is that? And she drops in and it's just like she's in the real world now. I thought that was great, man. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. The only thing. So I really liked that. I was fine with it. And I thought the Kevin bit was really funny. because way to insert yourself.
It was a lot of Uncanny Valley when she was walking to
the
cabin. I was just like, that.
That, and that's kind of what I talked about, like Roger Rabbit. Like the shadows just, something's off.
Yeah.
I don't know. But at any rate, she gets there, she talks to him. There's all this like breakdown and everything. Really great. I think it's funny that somebody had to design that Hulk, She-Hulk costume twice. Well, I guess they only did it once because one of them CG. I just imagine in my brain that she's a real person. Wow. I drank too much. Anyway. Well, no, there's that stunt double. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah, it's twice.
So, at any rate, I thought that was really great. I love she's like talking to Kevin about like, why are there so many daddy issues? And I love, oh my God, I love when she's like, that's what Hulks do. We smash things. We smash down, Hulk smashes buildings. I smash fourth walls and expectations. And sometimes Matt Murdock. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That was great. Before that, I kind of knew that they were going to do something weird because when she was, I have captions on, so when she's talking to, when she's saying Kevin, it's just Kevin.
Yeah. But
when they're saying Kevin, it's an acronym.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, something's about to happen. And then, like, I love the NDA thing because there are people that work at Marvel and they've tweeted out, like, I've never felt more seen in my entire life because it's like everything they do, they have to sign an NDA for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the Kevin bot, which is, he has a hat, which is fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Kevin Feige did an interview afterwards. And he was like, my only complaint with, or my only issue, my only remark with the finale was like, why would a robot be wearing a hat? I'm just like, well, it's you. It's like a thing that you always wear hats.
Well, he's not even really wearing a hat. It's just a lens flare thing.
Yeah. But it's made to look like
him. I didn't
always wearing a hat.
I didn't realize it at first until you said that. That's great.
Their back and forth was great, man. She even brings up like the X-Men.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
And she acknowledges exactly what we were saying. Like, people expect it to be like this heavy plot, seriousness, big battle at the end. And she's like, that's terrible. We didn't have to do that. We can have a fun show without all that stuff.
Yeah.
The daddy issues thing was funny.
Yeah. And I do like that. It's kind of silly, but like when it's in this list, but I'm just going to bring it up anyway. But she like, tells her to turn back because the CGI is too expensive. He says, we can't do reshoots. Our team has already moved over to another project. And then they play like the Black Panther kind of theme.
Yeah, that was great, man. That was great.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the daddy issues was she's going through all the names. And when she gets to Loki, she's like, or she says Thor, daddy issues, whatever. And she's like, Loki.
Same dad. Same issue.
Yeah. I was like, God damn. That is perfect.
Yeah. She is she is like Madison. Like, she is like this person that doesn't care about these movies and comes in. It's like, but why is this so stupid? Like,
Yeah. And I didn't. That's funny that you said that because I was even talking to my wife about it. And when we saw Guardians of the Galaxy, she was like, so he's got to deal with all this dad stuff. He has like two dads. And it was funny because she was like, Star-Lord, two dads, two issues because of ego and fucking, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Yondu.
Yeah, Yondu.
I thought it was great, man. I thought it was a little bit weird that she was just, like, Kevin Bot was just like, what do you want to do? Let's wrap this up. I can't do this anymore. Let's finish this episode. And then she pretty much maps it out. Like, I want it to be daytime. I just want Emil to answer for his problems. Let's de-Shrek that dude. Because I thought that was lame. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, that was. Because he was going to be like that forever. The only thing.
Yeah.
So to that point, the only thing I didn't like about that ending. So like you said, she's like, these are my parameters. This is what I want. That happens. She gets back. But it's like there was this setup. And I guess that doesn't really matter. But there was this like setup for stealing her blood. It was like a big deal. And then he just wasn't that anymore, and it wasn't a big deal. It's like it never happened, but it did happen, kind of. You know what I mean?
I think it'll play out. The leader is coming back in Captain America 4. Like the guy that played the leader in the Incredible Hulk movie.
Yeah, man.
So I imagine that it's going to play. I hope it is. You know, and my hope is that She-Hulk continues to be like this sort of out-of-worldly, silly thing. But they apply some of that to the main continuity. Mm-hmm. It was funny because he was like, I'll see you on the big screen. She's like, whoa, really? And he's like, no. Mm-hmm. No. We're going to keep you on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I wouldn't mind if Daredevil's here. And that fool just dropped out of the sky.
Yeah. That was the thing. I'm like, he's not human. That was like a hard fall.
Yeah. Or she realizes like the show's not real and her life isn't real. She's like a interdimensional character, essentially.
Maybe she's been dreaming this whole time.
They did say that. We didn't talk about it in the last episode, but she's like, what's going to happen in the finale? Am I going to get frizzed? Which is like a comic book term for typical ladies. Any main character lady gets killed.
Oh, fridged.
Usually in comic books. Yeah. I hate to go into deep dive, but fridging started from whenever Kyle Rayner took over as Green Lantern. His girlfriend at the time pretty much helped him learn the ropes. Like he was trying to figure out how to use the ring, and she was giving him advice and like coaching and like, hey, just do this, you know, rely on your creativity and things like that. And the character Major Force goes to Kyle Rayner's apartment looking for him, instead finds his girlfriend, kills her, shoves her body in the fridge.
Oh.
And so Kyle Rayner comes home, he opens up the fridge, and his girlfriend's body is in there. So it's like, anytime you have a woman that does anything, they fridge her. She gets killed. So she said that, which is, I was like, that's funny to slide that in there. People that don't read comic books may not know that. Well, they also tease, like, maybe there'll be a Red Hulk, which I was like, damn, you cheeky bastards.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a Red Hulk.
Yeah, it's going to be Han Solo.
Yeah, now with
let's talk about that Fast and the Furious ending.
The Fast and Furious as in like bad CGI or
as in all the Fast and Furious movies end with them eating dinner as a family in a backyard picnic style.
Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah, let's talk about the ending. I love Matt Murdock and Jen Walters. I hope it doesn't become this serious relationship. I think it's great as a fling. Not saying that we have flings now, if our wives haven't listened to this, but at some point in our life, we've had flings with chicks that we like, but it's like never serious, mainly because they don't really like us like that.
Yeah, right. It's like, you aren't responsible.
We're the good luck Chuck guys.
I think his name was Chuck.
I hope it stays like that. But it was funny. I like seeing Happy Matt.
Yeah.
I know people don't like it. People want to see depressed.
I want to see him bruised and bloody. Matt.
Yeah. Screaming in somebody's face.
Yeah. But that the real stinger. Woo.
Let's talk about it, man.
Yeah.
Bruce shows up. Real life Bruce shows up. He's like, hey, I know I've been away for a while. I was on Scar. I'll tell you all about it. We don't get to hear all about it.
Yeah.
Dumb. Then he says, but first I have someone I'd like you to meet. This is my son, Scar, which I knew he was going to be in the show.
Right.
And for the receipts, I have tweets about it from months ago. But what?
Yeah, just to enjoy. I kind of like it, though, because everybody's like always, like she says, when are the X-Men going to show up? Like, everything is like a process and it takes too long.
Yeah.
And then there's like a fan cast reveal or something like John Krasinski. And so I kind of like that. It was just like, oh, here he is. Okay. Bye.
I like it too. Some people are like, well, they'll never do Planet Hulk. They'll never do World War Hulk. I'm like, dude, they were never going to do World War Hulk.
Right.
They were never going to do Mark Ruffalo goes to outer space, comes back, and beats the shit out of every superhero on the planet. They were never going to do that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That movie doesn't exist. Like, maybe an animated, maybe a what-if episode, but they were never going to do Mark Ruffalo breaks Doctor Strange's hands, beats the shit out of... They were never going to do
that. That would be a great what-if episode.
I think it's perfect to do that.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
They did Planet Hulk, kind of, which it wasn't good enough for me. Whatever. I get it. It's a licensing thing. Mm-hmm. But they sort of did Planet Hulk in Thor Ragnarok. That's whatever. It's not the best, but it happened.
Well, and
we can't complain about it. We can complain about it, but...
Yeah, you can complain all day. I think that whatever he did on Sakaar, like, I think that that's going to play into it.
Oh, we know what he did. We know what he did.
Well, what he did on Sakaar.
We saw those butt cheeks.
We did on Sakaar, but, you know, 15 years ago, however long that was. How fast does his son grow?
Yeah.
I guess...
His son is actually a little kid. Yeah, he's actually, like, when he goes back into his kid, when he goes back into his human form, he's a little kid. Scar is. And then when he hulks out, he goes into that big body.
Wow, he's like Billy Batson.
Yeah, his haircut sucks, though. That's what I was worried about. I was like, damn, dude, you look a Shrek character again. I think it's just too many green characters next to each other makes me think of Shrek.
Well, and the CGI is like couple $100,000 cheaper than what it costs for the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and on this one, they're like, hey, man, this is the last 5 minutes of the show. We only have $150,000
left. Make him stand there.
I'm with you, though.
Not too much.
I'm fine. I'm fine that they introduced him. I think he's going to be a huge character going forward because I think the licensing is different with Scar and Hulk. Like, I think Universal owns the right to greenlight Hulk movies.
Well, that is,
and I think that's why they haven't done it.
That's running out. I heard that that's running out.
Yeah, 2025, from what I heard.
Yeah, well, that's soon. It's only 2 years away. Just long enough.
Well, they are working on it. Right, he's getting old. They are working on a Hulk movie, is what the rumor and the word on the street is, and so I think that's going to kind of cap this off. Maybe do a backstory on like Hulk going back and meeting Sair. His wife. Yeah. You know, it does suck. I'm not going to even try to be like MCU shill about it. It does suck. The World War Hulk, Planet Hulk, World War Hulk is some of my favorite stories in comic books in general. It's a very emotional with him falling in love and him and Bruce coming to terms with being the ruler of this planet. And then the ship exploding and him making a vendetta. Like, it's a very emotional thing. And then him finding out he has a son. It's some of the best Hulk stories ever. And it does suck that we don't get this full, you know, Hulk arc outside of, you know, Avengers stuff. But
right.
I also realized that I'm not going to live forever. And so I want to see some of these movies before. I don't want it to be like, well, we got the rest of these movies coming out in 50 years. And I'm like an old man that doesn't care about it anymore.
Well, I don't care about it now. So
I don't really care about it now either.
It is, I mean...
I think that's my main thing. Yeah. It's like, I watch it, I like it. I also read the comic books. You and I read stories. So it's like, if you're really that distraught about angsty Daredevil, man, there's a ton of angsty Daredevil stories you can read.
Right.
Like a ton. But he's also having sex in those, so you might get offended.
Having plenty of sex.
Yeah. Wong shows up at the end. To break out Emil turned himself in, but this time he's not staying.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He's like, fuck that. So I'm sure he'll pop up in Thunderbolts. He wasn't announced on the roster, but...
He wasn't? Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. That was the backlash, because it was like five white people. It was like five white folks and a ghost. It was like Red Guardian, Winter Soldier, Yelena, Taskmaster...
Really?
Ghost.
I thought he was in there somewhere. Yeah.
He should be, because the backlash was like, oh, it's just all a team of white people. It's weird. Which, you know, whatever. But my complaint was like, all those people do the same thing, except for Ghost.
Right, yeah. They,
like, they're all essentially super soldiers. Super soldiers, like, what?
Punch things. Yeah.
Yeah, so Ghost would be cool. Is cool, but then like adding someone like Abomination would be cool. That's it. But I want to know overall, Sam, what'd you think about She-Hulk the show?
What did I think about the show, dog? When she said the line about smashing things, I knew that it was and would be my favorite show of all MCU dumb. In fact, some of my favorite property.
It's up there with my favorite property. I mean, it really is. It's my favorite MCU show. I don't care if you think I'm dumb because of that. I genuinely enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
I've had my fill of like dark, broody, realistic. I've read comic books long enough that I need a little bit a little zany. Which you've read, you're an old comic book reader. Like you've read comics back in the day when they were extremely zany.
Right.
Iron Man's suit coming to life and being mad at him, like really weird.
Pretending
stuff.
Pretending to be his, well, okay, his suit coming to life, and then him killing the suit after it's sentient, and then the suit coming back later. And pretending to be Jensen. Mm-hmm. So, yes. I've seen some weird shit.
You know, I grew up reading comic books where Spider-Man's parents came back to life. They were secret agents. They came back to life. But then you find
they're
out
cyborgs.
After about a year that they were robots.
Yeah.
So, like, I need a little bit of zany. I don't need it to be realistic. Guess what? I live in the real world. It kind of sucks.
It sucks a lot.
Yeah, so, I need more of an escape. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, man, I
loved it. Favorite MCU show? God, I'm brave enough to say top five MCU, maybe comic book property.
Yeah, definitely, it's great
as of right now.
Yeah,
that's us, Simon and I, man. We're just she feminist. That's the name of our review show.
Yeah, we're just she hulking into the feminism bra burning.
Yeah, sorry, bros. We don't have your back this time.
Yeah, no, it was a good show. Just enjoy it like a damn sitcom. Watch it like you would watch Modern Family. Because some of this stuff you know is going to get taken back or kind of moved around because this is, the whole spirit of the show.
Especially with that last episode, you realize like, oh, this doesn't have, you know, high stakes. It doesn't have like world building things. And I think that's a lot of people's complaint. It's like every time we watch a movie, every time we watch a show, we're like, how does this what's going to happen next?
Mm-hmm.
Like Falcon Winter Soldier, he's Captain America. What's going to happen after that? And this show's like, we don't know what's going to happen next.
I feel like with Captain America or Falcon and Winter Soldier, the nice thing about that is the whole show is about him accepting that it's Captain America, right? So,
yeah.
But yes, I agree. Normally it's like you watch up and you're like, oh God, how's this going to fit in?
WandaVision. You got White Vision. He disappears. What happened to White Vision?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
He didn't come back to bang Red,
you know?
Angry Lady because she went back on our whole progress from the show. So
yeah. And they also didn't give White Vision a penis. Regular Vision had a penis.
Oh, that's what it was. They were like, we don't need that.
That's what it was.
Well, what's the budget on this project? We saw. Cut the penis.
Well, they were like, we saw where we messed up with the first Vision. He was out there. Fuck.
Yeah, he was just picking down ladies.
Not today, buddy. You're a superhero only. Sorry, guys. That's what we got for She-Hulk. We loved it. If you didn't, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
I'm just kidding. If you didn't, that's fine.
You're dead.
It's fine.